Yeah. In between the House and the Senate, on Capitol Hill, where justice became a figment of our imagination. Behold the great architecture by the Masons, all dressed for occasions. But no one's addressing what we're facing. Lack truth, but the speech sound amazing. They deck the marble pillars and the chandeliers. Attempts to camouflage all the ugly fears. Dems and Republicans squaring off head to head. I mean going red, blue versus red. Dems rep blue and the reps rep red. Don't the Crips rep blue, don't the Bloods rep red. But the boys in the suits lead to more bloodshed. All by the swiping of a pen. Wealth is allocated by the selfishness of men. Lil Monique begs for crumbs while on the other end. Lil Stacy, that's eight, won't finish a steak. Lil Priya had to give her body up for a plate. She was promised to ride home, got kidnapped out of state. And nobody can hear her as she's trying to escape. So where is the God of justice? It feels like, homie, it's just us. Like it's just us. Like it's just us. Where is the God of justice? It feels like, homie, it's just us. Like it's just us. Like it's just us. Yeah, let's put the chips on the table. Where were you when Cain slayed Abel? Could your eyes not see? Could your arms not reach? Encounter Cain's attack and leave Abel on his feet. Was he no longer of any use? Thought you was pleased with his offering and what he gave you. Completely disregarded Cain's offering. So how could you let that man slaughter him? Watch the tears flow from the mother and the father in. First death, first homicide, don't nobody win. Son in the ground, son of fugitive wandering. Parents home alone, I wonder who gon' comfort them. Can a man put God on trial? I ain't tryna judge the judge, I just wanna know how. You let the good suffer and the hopes crash down. While the wicked rises up, putting diamonds on the crown. And the world after that is like, where the entertainment? And Christians leaving the faith cause they can't explain it. Oprah for example, then we got a handful of Christian leaders caught up in the scandal. They trying to bang you. Where is the God of justice? It feels like, homie, it's just us. Like it's just us. Like it's just us. Where is the God of justice? It feels like, homie, it's just us. Like it's just us. Like it's just us. Yeah, take a picture of my soul. Stamp it on a flag, then raise it on a pole. See, I'm a symbol of the weak. Waving incomplete, setting a standard I can't meet. The world raising a goal they can't reach. Elevated only in imagination. Till I came across a man from a Jewish nation. Impressed by his life, nah, not the congregation. So I let the questions fly, full interrogation. He didn't back down, no intimidation. Intrigued by a pure life that chose to bleed. His love made my logic through the three-man weave. In and out, back and forth. Where is the God of justice? It feels like, homie, it's just us. Like it's just us. That must be a lie. Justice can't come from just us. Come from just us. Where is the God of justice? It feels like, homie, it's just us. Like it's just us. That must be a lie. Justice can't come from just
us. Martin Luther King Jr. in his letter to Birmingham, letter from Birmingham jail, very famous little document, says the only way he can know whether a human law is unjust is if there's a divine law, a higher law, from God. Get that? He says there was no God, if there was no divine higher law, there'd be no way to know whether a particular human law was unjust or not. See, if there was no God, somebody could say, oh, that law is unjust, but that would be according to their standards. And why should their standards be privileged over somebody else's?
Meaninglessness does come from suffering, but we often forget meaninglessness also comes from the extraordinary fulfillment of pleasure, but leaves you empty. So here's my answer to you. When you say there's such a thing as evil, you must assume there's such a thing as good. When you assume there's such a thing as good, you must assume there's such a thing as a moral law on the basis of which to differentiate between good and evil. When you assume there's such a thing as a moral law, you must posit a moral law giver. But that's whom the anti-theists are trying to disprove and not prove. If there's no moral law giver, there's no moral law. If there's no moral law, there's no good. If there's no good, there's no evil. The question actually self-destructs.